Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.
53106 is our text number. That will cost you 30 cents. Time for So You Think You're an Adult time. Please say Barbara and Declan join us once again from their world travels.
Hello.
You're both
hello.
Very welcome back.
Now, we're now getting loads of new experience that will help us in our endeavours here.
Okay, all right.
Worldly wise.
Yes. Right. I'm going to start this by saying I'm a messy person, says this text. Or I totally accept it and do try and make an effort to be tidier. It had obviously affected someone in my office though, because when I came in the other day, someone had tidied my desk. They threw a load of stuff out, including important documents and pictures drawn for me by my kids. I asked the person beside me if it was them. They smiled and just said no, but I had a feeling it was. She'd been going on and on about that Marie Kondo one, and now she's having a ball decluttering her house, so I bet it's her. I'm very upset and feel a little violated that someone thinks that they have the right to go through my stuff like that. Do you think I should take it further and complain to my boss?
I'm really clear about this. Someone thinks they have the right to go through her stuff. No, they don't. I'm very clear about this as somebody who operated on a messy desk for all the years in which I had an office, a shared office with people. Your desk is your territory. If it's messy, that's nobody else's business except yours. It's only when the mess kind of starts to move, maybe onto the floor or onto a neighbouring desk, that then there's possibly somebody is entitled to kind of pull you up on it and ask you to sort it out. But for somebody to go through your desk and take stuff and remove it, pictures drawn by your kids and important documents, like, that's absolutely not on.
No.
Having said that, I probably wouldn't go to the, I'm a great believer in picking your fights, and so I probably wouldn't go to the boss just yet on this one. But I'd certainly make it known throughout the office that you take a very dim view of this and you take it very seriously, and that you need your documents and the pictures your kids drew back. And I would make that widely known throughout the place by talking to everybody about it, and hopefully it won't happen again. I mean, if they're important documents, surely you need them. Like, surely this is going to impact on your work if they've
been. Never would have thought so, yeah.
If they've been removed, although maybe you can print them out again. But yeah, no, I would take a very serious view on this. I think you're absolutely right to be upset and to feel violated. And I think whoever did that was absolutely wrong. And as for that Marie Kondo woman.
It's weird. I don't understand how that can be television. How people can actually watch that.
That's exactly.
Is it like next going to be hoovering with somebody?
How does this kind of stuff get made?
I don't know.
Do you know what it is, though? I did watch two episodes, half of each one, because I fell asleep halfway through it. It's kind of like a meditation. You know, her chattering away in Japanese and her smiley persona and her little butterfly. I find it, if you suffer from insomnia, I'd say it might be a good fix.
Does it not spark joy?
No, it sparked complete and utter. Unconsciousness.
It's definitely a thing, and I think there are a lot of people who buy into the ideology of you know, a tidy desk is a tidy mind, and a tidy mind helps you face the day, whatever nonsense. I also think that when you're working with other people, somebody else having a messy desk near you can affect you. It can, whether for rights or for wrongs. If you had a messy desk right beside me and I was a minimalist in my kind of work ethic and my work setup, it could actually kind of start annoying me. So I can see why, I'm not saying it's correct, but I can see why somebody might be driven to want to resolve what they see as a problem.
Depends how long this went on for.
And how messy
and if
the
that
desk
mess
is.
And another way, like if the mess is encroaching
desk.
Onto your
that's
desk.
That's the only time that I would accept somebody getting involved, is if the mess is leaving the desk.
Yeah.
I adopt the same thing with my kids at home. If their rooms are like bomb sites, that's their problem. They've to live in them. But as soon as it starts to move out onto the landing or anywhere else in the
smell.
House, I have an issue. But I have girls, they tend to be better, they don't tend to have the smelly shoes. But I Declan, I'm sorry, I don't care if you're a minimalist or not. If you have a problem with my desk, not your desk.
Some people's desks aren't.
Then
their
I think
desks
you have
well.
A bigger
in some,
problem.
In some workup setups, you share
hot,
desks.
Hot
desking. You know, they're and there is a lot more of a shared working arrangement. It's not like you have your own clients and your own paperwork. Sometimes you're sharing the paperwork. Sometimes the work arrangement. I'm not saying this is what this person's dealing with, but the fact that you know the opening to this letter is, I'm going to start by saying I'm a messy person. that's an admission of some kind of a state of being. But how messy are you? Are you messy that you have half-eaten sandwiches from last week still on your desk? You know what I mean? How messy are you? Because if you're just a little bit cluttered,
I think there's a difference between messy and dirty. Half-eaten sandwiches that are growing mould and going off and making a smell is dirty.
I've worked in offices where I've been moved team, and you end up on a new desk because your team is located together. You end up in a desk that somebody else had for a couple of months or years, and there are rotten, disgusting things in the drawers. You can't use the drawers because there's skank and mank inside the third drawer. So there, it does affect other people. I think that being a total messy person is something that, you know, is unacceptable in office. Being a little bit cluttered on the desk.
So are you saying, Declan, this person should learn their lesson and not do it again?
No, I'm thinking that it depends on how messy they are. If they're only a little bit, if they're a little bit messy, then somebody coming over and getting involved in
their space.
The messy
she refers to involves papers and pictures of her kids. And I would imagine, you know, instead of having the in tray and the out tray and everything and a clear space on the desk, her desk is probably covered with stuff. Or his desk. I don't honestly understand how that impinges on anybody else, or is anybody else's business. No, they're doing their work.
No, actually, I agree with you, and I think that the person who went over and did this is on some kind of a buzz. They're trying to enforce their worldview on.
But it is a violation of somebody's privacy. I mean, it's akin to going through somebody's diary.
And they may have thought that this person would come back and go, "Oh, my desk, my desk is brilliant," but in fact, they're not. Now they're never going to tell them, so they'll never find out who did it, even if it was probably the person.
But she should let it be known that she's very unhappy with it, or he, whatever.
We'll move on to another question.
Okay, so
I met a girl a while ago in a bar. We got on like a house on fire. Have been on very few dates. She's lovely, but comes from a very posh background, which is very different to me. The thing is, I was in prison a couple of years ago. Wow. I didn't commit a violent crime. It was basically theft, and it was really stupid. I got caught, got a sentence. I never want to go back, and I've been on the straight and narrow since. Finding work with a record has been tough, but I have found an apprenticeship with a great boss who's very understanding and has given me a second chance. My question is whether or not to tell this girl about my past. From what she tells me about her family, I don't think they would take too kindly to bringing someone like me home. Her brother is a solicitor, and all the family are very well-to-do. Of course, I don't want to lie, but I can't imagine she would want to be with someone who was once a prisoner. I've totally changed, and it seems unfair to destroy something on the basis of who I was before and not am now.
Yeah. I totally agree with this guy that, you know, he deserves rehabilitation. He deserves to have learned from his mistakes, and he deserves a chance to move on. But I don't think that he can do that by not being honest with this girl. I notice, and I think it's a bit strange that he jumps straight away from his secret to the family, and he doesn't actually seem to deal with what she deserves in terms of honesty. And he's kind of bringing a bit of snobbery to the table himself, that he's kind of almost expecting the family to have. So the best way to handle that is just to come, is to tell the girlfriend, not worry about the family. I don't think that the family should come into the story for a while, because it's still early days yet. She has the right, for whatever reason she wants, to not continue the relationship anyway. So you're just better at putting all your cards on the table. I just don't think that.
I would just
timing. He's going to have to tell.
Oh no, of course,
point.
Yeah. I think that's not the point. Is he saying that he's not going to say anything ever?
I think he's asking, and I agree with you with most of what you said, and I certainly agree with the thing that there are actually two things going on here. I think number one, he's very intimidated by her family, who he has said are very posh and well to do, and the brother's a solicitor, and I think he feels somewhat intimidated by them. That's one. And I think then the other problem is the problem that he has a prison sentence in his past, and how does he deal with that? But the fact is, he said he met the girl in a bar a while ago. He doesn't say we're in long relationship, or we've been, you know, kind of, it seems like a very new relationship. So I would advise him to judge a pause on this. He doesn't need to go there just yet. And the other thing that I would say to him is exactly what you said, you know, saying that the family are posh and that they come from a different background to him. People are either open-minded and compassionate, or they're not. That's not the premise of any particular, in inverted commas, class of people or strata of people. So, you know, he needs to be careful not to make assumptions about how they or the girlfriend will react, because they might be completely wide of the mark. But having said that, I think that certainly if the relationship is going to become serious, he will need to tell her about his past.
Of course.
And I think that most fair-minded people would be like Declan and would say, you know, you've paid your price. You know, you did something wrong. You paid a price. You're entitled now to, you know, to live your life as well as you can live it. But I think it's a bit early. it is rather a big thing. So I would kind of say, look, let the relationship grow and blossom. Stop being intimidated by her family and see how it goes.
But the fact that this guy is thinking about the family, by the fact that he's considering all of these possible consequences, reveal how he feels about where the relationship could go. So that kind of, for me,
anyway, it's her reaction is the important one, not what the family.
And the reality is,
it would help if the family.
But I think the problem is he's intimidated by the family. Regardless
of his prison sentence, the family could still react to him on a class-based reason anyway. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of snobbery out there anyway, regardless of that. So there's a lot going on there. I think he should take it in stages. I think he should see how his relationship is going on with this woman, and her reaction to him and his past is way more important than what.
And I would say to him that it takes an awful lot of inner strength and courage after a prison sentence to rebuild your life and find a job and to move forward. That is extremely difficult.
Yeah, and good
and
on
fair
them.
Play to him that he's done that. So, you know.
As you can hear, Barbara and Declan's minds have been significantly broadened by their travels. So, lovely to have you both back. We'll take a break. Back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.